Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
And welcome into this foggy Thursday morning on the Big 870 WWL. I'm Don Dubuque. Normally you would hear me on a Saturday morning doing the fishing reports, but I've been called to duty filling in for Tommy Tucker this week. Tommy will be back with you on Monday, but we've got a great lineup of guests to talk with this morning. And we started off with talking with a gentleman who has written a book called Reviving Our Republic, 95 Theses for the Future of America. His name is Michael Biedenbaugh. He is a Navy veteran, civic reform advocate. And he believes it's time for a national reset. And he has created a citizen-led Project 2026, and it urges Americans to rise up above partisanship and reclaim the principles that built this nation: liberty, accountability, and unity. And this book is more like a blueprint than reads like a novel. And it's he's put a lot of time and research in it, and it's been called a very bold call to reclaim America. And Michael joins us now. Michael, thanks for being with us, and thank you so much for sending me your review copy of the book. It's very interesting as well as entertaining.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity to be on with y'all.
Tell me about the reason why you wrote this. What did you see that caused you to put out this book, which features your Project 2026 and the goals, which we'll get into a little bit later on, and those 95 theses?
Well, I've always been civic-minded. I took international studies in college. I've always had the sense that once I became aware of how our nation was working, I started becoming even more aware of how it stopped working. As you know, I'm 64 now. I started seeing this 40 years ago, the slippery slope. And what really woke me up was in August of 2015, where the Republican presidential debate showed me how vulgar our politics are getting ready to turn. And that prompted me to go ahead and put the ideas together. And I was prompted by George Washington's farewell address, where he basically, after 8 years in office, before he left office, gave us an owner's manual of how to keep the republic working and what not to do and what to be careful of. And in studying that, I realized you've ignored every one of those. So I put the book together and created policy points around his warnings, and that's what's in the book.
You make a lot of references to some of our nation's founders, and I tell you, from reading it, I learned more about George Washington than I'll ever learned in grammar school or high school or any of the universities I went to. So I know you. I would say he's your hero.
Well, I am convinced our nation would not have existed without him being at the helm. Every revolution that ever overthrew a government in almost every other country turned immediately into a civil war among the revolutionaries, except ours. And he helped a society that was able to hold on to a civil structure at least 67 years until our inevitable civil war that we did have, and which helped constitutional law get a footprint and a hold and a toehold into our society. So thank goodness he was there to do that.
In your book, you discuss your Project 2026. Explain what Project 2026 is.
Well, it's my answer to Project 2025. So right now, sitting on my desk is a 3-inch thick book of almost 1,000 pages of where the Heritage Foundation has created, you know, they saw the same problems I saw, how our dysfunction of our central government is happening. But unfortunately, their solution is to double down on more control in the central government through the executive. And that is the most anti-American thing we can do. So I had already written my book, and I just said, well, my book is for Project 2026, which is to try to get folks to be inspired, hopefully by the book, to look at the policy points in here and say, I want to run for Congress, or either incite congressmen to see it as a way to create a fulcrum caucus, a group of 15 or 20 people, and the whole House of Representatives could control the House. And I was thinking, you know what, it would be so amazing if these people could try to put these reforms in and put our country back on the track of being a free, federalized republic where powers separated between the states, the central, and also the checks and balances that should be in our central government, which pretty much don't exist anymore.
Now, you would compare those men and women to the Minutemen of 1776 to rise up and help, you know, organize and resolve what the problems are that we have right now. Michael, if you stay with me, we're going to take a traffic break. And when I come back, I want you, we'll go through your Project 2026 goals, what they are, and how do you think they can be accomplished. We're talking with Michael Biedenbaugh. He is the author of Reviving Our Republic, 95 Theses for the Future of America. We'll be right back after this on the Big 870 WWL. And thank you for joining us on this Thursday morning. Don Dubuque in for Tommy Tucker, and our guest is Mike Biedenbaugh. And as America nears its 250th birthday, he believes we should get this country back to the principles, virtues that this country was founded on. He's laid out a thesis of 95 theses of the for the future of America, and it's a citizen's call to restore our nation's principle. And, Mike, you list several goals of Project 2026, the first of which is term limits. Explain what that would do and how do we get there?
Well, when the Constitution was written, the most important office was the president, and that was the one they were concerned with going perpetual power. But our representatives and our senators have now, since we've become a worldwide monetary and military empire, they have so much power that they're able to keep themselves in place, and we need to learn to cycle them through. We have to go back to citizen representatives, but it takes systems in place to mitigate the excesses of marketing and manipulation of message that keeps these people in perpetual power. We have to break that cycle.
Mike, you also mentioned clarified personhood. Explain that.
Well, I think this is one of the things that a lot of people don't understand about how corporations have been deemed persons. And it's part of law for the past century. And that's why Citizens United, one, was because textualists with the Constitution see persons in the Constitution, and corporations have legal personhood. So the way to fix that is to separate. We need to put into the Constitution a differentiation, a separation between natural persons, citizens, and artificial personas, and give the level of rights to natural persons instead of the corporations. And that will help fix the issue of money and money into the political system, I believe.
In keeping with that, you also mentioned curbing monopolies.
Yeah, so we have allowed corporate monopolies to consolidate power in a way that has extracted wealth out of communities and made it more difficult. In a capitalist society like ours, capitalism can pool, capitalism can collect, and it goes to centers like large cities, urban areas, out of the rural areas. And so we used to have curbs on that. Technology kept it from happening, but also things like the Communications Act of 1996 that allow the consolidation of media. And that's what we're living in now, where media is for profit, news making is for profit and entertainment instead of information. And where most of our media, airwave media, is now controlled by 7 corporations instead of 50 years ago, it was close to 80 to 90. We have to break that up and allow local communities to have the power to have a voice and attract advertisers like they used to be able to.
Well, fortunately, here at this station, we certainly honor free speech, going both ways, out and in. Mike, also restoring fiscal discipline. This is a biggie.
This is a huge one. We are doing nothing but utilizing the income tax to have a constant flow of capital and revenue into the federal government that they just feel like they can spend and spend and spend. And we have to get a hold of that. And even last night during President Trump's speech, he talks about what money he's going to give away. You know, we have to understand that the debt we're living on now is what is leading to inflation, is what is leading to low quality of life. And we have to rein in on that. And one of my theses in there is to have a long-term goal to put more focus of the income tax on states so states can pay for their responsibility, first responders, the mental health issues, the schools, because now those institutions and states have to go to the feds and borrow or get grants to try to support that. We have to turn that around and realize that we're borrowing against our grandchildren's future. We have to stop that.
Mike, you know, there's a quote, and I don't know who it's attributed to, that says all politics are local. And you also are supporting in one of your goals to rebalance federalism, where you would empower states and local communities to govern closer to home and reduce all this dependence on Washington centralized control. Mike, I just got about a minute to go, and I want to make sure I let people know how they can find your book. I think it's an excellent read, and it is a bold goal that you've set for yourself here and for the rest of the country, but perhaps they'll pick it up and run with it. So tell us how they can find your book.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, it's on, I have revivingourrepublic.com, where you can learn more about the book and about the mission, but it's on Amazon, Reviving Our Republic. Put that in Amazon, you'll find it. Last 2 weeks ago, it was in the top 20 for civic and history. So it's being responded to, people are getting it, and thank you so much for helping me to share the fact that we need states to take on more responsibility. It's not about states' rights. States' responsibilities. That's
Absolutely.
What's important. We need to learn the value of that.
Absolutely. Michael, I think this book should be in every school, too. I think there's some excellent points in it that they would learn a lot. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it, Mike. Have a happy holidays
and
Merry Christmas. You do the same. Michael Biedenbaugh, Reviving Our Republic. All right, it's 6:30, time for news. Let's go to the WWL News Center with Ian Ozan. You know, when they approached me and said, Tucker's taking a week off and we need you to fill in for this week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
And I said, well, yeah, I'll do it, but there's one on one condition, that I get to do the agriculture and forestry report with Mike Strain. And they said, okay, it's a deal. It's written into the contract. So here he is, Mike Strain, our agriculture commissioner. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Listen, I passed by your place the other day, and I got to tell you, your pasture is looking really good. But for a while there, the grass was getting kind of high. Was that some kind of a strategy because of the drought, or was it more of like a tractor problem or something?
Well, it was actually twofold. One, you know, I raise bees. And so what I do, I let most of my grass go to seed and go to head and let the flowers grow. And then I go in and mow it. And the second part of it was, you know, I cut it twice a year and I hadn't gotten it done. And so, you know, it's one of those things, those conditions there have to be just right for a lot of that pasture so that I don't rut it up. So two things. So I do let it grow long and let it go to seed, and then I mow it. So there's a little strategy there, but also, you know, you got to be home to cut the grass, right?
And right.
So that's the other part of that. So yeah, we mow it twice a year, bush hog it, and it takes a couple of days to get it all done.
Yeah, I got to keep those bees happy. Hey, you get around. I understand you just came back from the UK.
Yes, we did. I went over there on a trade mission with Drax. Drax, as you know, imports wood products from Louisiana and brings it to the United Kingdom. And we went to meet with Drax officials, also with the United Kingdom, their ministers, the Department of Energy and Net Zero. They have a department with there. We met with our U.S. ambassador and their entire team. I went and I had a number of legislators with me. We bring the chairman of the committees with us, the ag committees, and other legislators, and as well as industry officials. And the trade mission, you know, began to go and visit with Drax, visit with the British officials and interested parties, because one of the things that we are really working hard so that they understand in throughout the United Kingdom is that our forests are farms, and there's a big difference. You know, and because you have the Euro and the Europeans with the deforestation issues, where there's a pushback now against using natural products, renewable natural products, to generate electricity or other uses. And we explained it to them. They said, look, they said, you know, y'all drink tea here. Well, of course. They said, use sugar. Well, of course. Well, that's a 5-year crop. Our timber is from pine plantations, and we cut it 12 to 15 years. Depending if you're in North or South Louisiana, the first cutting, you finish cutting at 20 and 25 and replant. So the only difference between sugar and timber is that the cycle of the crop is about 3 years longer. That's it. And it's infinitely renewable. And when you go over there, we went to the Drax power station. We took the bullet train, which you need to ride one if you haven't done that, runs about 200 miles an hour to York. And York, where the Drax power station is, and it is the largest generation station probably, you know, in the world that utilizes biomass. It uses wood chips. And they were, you know, they have 6 turbines. They run 4 and have 2 on standby. It produces 7 to 8% of the entire United Kingdom, not England, the entire United Kingdom's electricity. They have a single grid. And 80% of the wood products come from Southeast Louisiana. And about 80% of that comes from Louisiana. So we export 2.5 to 3 million metric tons of timber to that one facility. So it leaves by ship out of the Port of Baton Rouge. It comes down by barge from the other facilities as well to the Port of Baton Rouge. There are 3 ports in England where it unloads, and there are trains, about 7 trains a day that Drax owns. And a train carload, those big train cars last 7 minutes. So we were there to firm that relationship up and that ongoing discussion. You saw yesterday where the European Parliament voted to delay their deforestation rules for another year. And there's a lot of reasons for that. And because, one, now the cost of living in Europe and the cost of living in England has gotten so high, their electricity across the board for industrial use is 4 times what ours is. I'm going to repeat that, 4 times. They rely on solar and wind, and then they supplement that with coal, natural gas, and, of course, with wood. But their main sources they're trying to use are solar and wind. And you know what? If you get a gloomy day, and if you've ever been to the United Kingdom, you know, when they dance in the streets when the sun comes out because it's always gloomy. And you have days without wind, and so that makes it difficult. And we will be returning. I will be returning. There's a discussion, and I've offered to do a lecture series throughout the United Kingdom and explain our timber, because they think cutting a tree is like cutting a 100 or 200 year old tree out of the Sherwood Forest and using that for electricity. They don't have farming as we do. They don't have large scale. You don't see corn and beans and cotton and large farms, and you definitely don't see timber there. So that was
they can learn an awful lot from you, Mike, on with regard to renewable resources. Mike, we're going to take a traffic break. We come back, I want you to talk about the good news for the farmers. Got some federal government aid coming to farmers. We're talking with Louisiana's Agriculture and Forestry Commissioner Mike Strain. Right now it's time for traffic. Let's see, look through this fog and see if we can find Joe Cardosi. Yeah, there he is. Joe Cardosi got the traffic report for you. And back with the Commission of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, Mike Strain. Mike, when we left, you were talking about the good relationship we have with the UK as far as liking Louisiana timber. They also like our rice?
Absolutely. They actually asked us to come over there and do a presentation on rice. So we went to the Rice and Flour Millers Association, which is the guild that it oversees all of that. And it's in a very old historic building that Winston Churchill used to live in. Everything's rather formal there. And then we went on to one of their large importers and distributors. They love Louisiana rice. And we're working, and I was working yesterday. They want us to send them milled packaged rice. They will put their label on it, but a product of the USDA. And so they're very proud. Our rice is consistent. Our rice is uniform. Our hot rice is safe. And our rice is just simply the best. We have the best rice in the world here in Louisiana with our soil and with our farmers. And it's uniformity, consistency, and price. And so they're going to import about 500 to 590,000 metric tons, and we can supply that or a big portion of that. And the reason we're doing these trade missions all over the world, and all the ag commissioners are doing that, and specifically is to increase our export markets, increase our opportunities to sell these products, and not rely just on China, on any right. single country. And so right now, Todd and I are working, my executive assistant, confidential assistant. We've been asked to go to the Ivory Coast. We're looking at that. And again, to sell rice and food products, because that's the only way we're going to get these commodity prices up. The commodity prices have been below break even for 3 years, pretty much across the board, with the exception of sugar. And we've got to fix that. Because I met with our bankers yesterday at the Louisiana Bankers Association, all the ag lenders. I was with them. I gave them about an hour talk, and we visited for quite a while. It's the bankers, have been making these loans, and we're very concerned about where we're going next year and the next couple of years. So, the influence that I can have, in addition to helping to fund research and that, is to open more markets and sell our products.
Mike, I just got a few seconds left. Good news for farmers coming down about farmer aid. Briefly tell us about that.
Yes, the farmer aid, and that is an aid package to help offset what's going on with the low commodity prices. It's about a third, 25 to 30% of what they actually lost, but the bankers are excited. We need this payment to help pay all down the loans from this year so we can get a loan from next year. We expect to know the exact numbers on about the 20th of December and the funds to flow by the first week of February.
That is some excellent news. Mike, thanks for all the information you give us. Have some happy holidays and a Merry Christmas. And I know
Merry
you got a gumbo
Christmas.
Plan. You got your holiday
Merry
gumbo
Christmas.
Coming up.
Oh, I am. We're going to have a beautiful Christmas gumbo. We had a wonderful one for, again, Thanksgiving crabs. We're going to have some shrimp in there. You can use crawfish if you like. You got to have some oysters, Louisiana rice. It's absolutely great.
I'm with you. Mike Strain. Thank you, Mike.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.